19½ Magdalen Street, Exeter, 29th July, 1853. Gents, I received your communication respecting the Exeter Workhouse of the 28th instant, and beg to comply with your request. The attached is a brief outline. First, the names of the Poor Law Board being obliterated at the bottom of the 5 articles for the punishment of disorderly and refractory paupers. The master, Mr. Mason, told me it was because the guardians did not acknowledge the above board, and was the reason for such being done. Secondly, on Friday the 8th July, my breakfast was what the inmates call broth. It was mostly hot water, with some strong taste, with fat and a few tops of onions, and no master being present. My dinner was what they call soup, a liquid tasteless in a great degree, and allowance of bread. That is all I had served me for that day. I spoke to the master about the diet. His answer was, if I spoke to the doctor, he could order me a meat diet, tea, beer, a bottle of wine if he chose. I said, what is the allowance for the inmates? His answer was, there is a written dietary table, but I saw none in the dining hall or in any of the wards of the workhouse, nor did any guardian or the master of the house visit the wards. What is customary? The head nurse, Jocelyn, occasionally did, and said all complaints and communications to the master or mistress are to be sent through the nurse of the ward you occupy. Thirdly, swearing and profane expressions are used in extreme abundance, which is awful and diabolical, much to the annoyance of many of the better portion of the inmates who are under the apprehension of fear of speaking or making it known. Fourthly, an inmate pauper of the name of David Good is authorised to take in the travelling strangers for a night to lodge and give them their supper. He was allowed to sleep and take his meals in the ward with me and other inmates, all being subject to disease or any contagion that may happen to be brought to the house by such strangers. I am, gentlemen, your and humble servant, Henry Dalgleish.